Talking now on the KMZU Basketball Fifth Quarter Show with Gary Belcher of the Kearney Bulldogs. Gary, a couple of games this week, and you were kind of lucky, really, to get two games in with the weather. First one with Winnetonka, a 10-point lead. Let's talk about that one first.
Well, you're right. We were originally scheduled to play them on Tuesday, Denny, and we came to school on Monday with the projected forecast. We kind of talked between the two schools and said, hey, if things happen like they suggest it's going to happen, let's go ahead and set this up to play Thursday night. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. And like you said, we were fortunate enough to get a game in, albeit we hadn't actually touched the ball in 2.5 days. But our kids came out and played really well, considering that fact, and came away with a 43-33 victory.
Who led you in that ball game, and how they'd go about it?
Reese Frizzell, a 6'6 senior guard forward for us, finished with 13. And Dre Starzl, 6'7 forward senior, finished with 10. But we were really balanced. We had three other kids with 5 points apiece. And in a low-scoring game, you know, you get five guys contributing in that regard. And then defensively, I couldn't have been more proud of that group to go into somebody else's place and hold them to 33 points.
And then tonight you came out, got a win over Platte County, 59-28. Sounds like you pretty well dominated that one.
Well, we did. You know, score was a little closer early on than, you know, the final ended up. I was proud of our kids. It kind of just built off of, you know, the successes we had last night. Jumped out 15-7 to start the first quarter. And they crept right back in it and closed it up a little bit. And then we finished the half, I think, on a 16-2 run and got up 33-14 going into half. And we struggled early in the year about when we had leads, letting them shrink and the momentum changing, and didn't let that occur tonight. It just continued to build on the lead and was able to get everybody in off the bench and finished with a 59-28 win.
Two big wins for you back-to-back. That has to be a great confidence builder. Are you pretty well pleased with where you are at this point in time, even though we're just 3 weeks away from districts?
Well, you're right. You know, we've been kind of a up-and-down team all year. It seems like we play well one night and then not so well another. We'll play well within parts of the game and not so well within parts of the game. And that's kind of indicative going into these two games. We were 8-8. To come out and play basically a solid 8 quarters in a row at both ends of the floor, offensive and defensively, I'm hopeful that we're starting to play like we envisioned at the beginning of the year and playing well at the right time of the year.
Hopefully the weather will cooperate and you'll be able to get them in next week. What do you got on the schedule for next week?
Well, Tuesday night we traveled to Grandview. It's another conference game, and they are just probably top to bottom, one of the finer teams in our area, regardless of class. And then on Friday night, next week, we go to Liberty North, and they came into our place last week and knocked us off by 7. So I know it. They've become quite big rivalries with us, and I know that loss last Friday will be fresh in our mind. And hopefully we'll respond and go on the road into two tough environments and continue to play as well as we have the past two nights.
Talk about the conference. What's it look like right now?
Well, we sit at 3-1. There's a 6-team league, so everybody gets to play each other twice for a total of 10 games. Heading into tonight, and Grandview is actually playing Liberty North tonight, our two opponents next week. They were both undefeated. I think Liberty North might be 2 or 3-0, and Grandview, I think, was 2-0. So one of those guys are going to get a loss tonight, so we're going to be in second place with one of the two of them. So the people that we're chasing are right there with us. We have them both coming up on our schedule next week. So, you know, you always like things to be in your hands, and it'll be in our hands next week as we face those two teams.
Back to tonight's game for just a moment, something I forgot to ask you. Who was your leaders in tonight's game?
We were really balanced again. We had three kids finishing double figures. Dre Starzl, again, led us with 22 points. Reese Frizzell had a nice ball game with 14 points, and then our 6'6 junior post, Tanner Owen, finished with 10, but everybody we put on the floor, we basically rotate 9 kids, contributed both offensively and defensively. And, you know, I just think if that recipe continues, you know, we're going to be in every ball game we play, and hopefully that'll be the case.
K Gary, thanks so very much. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the two wins this week, and we'll talk with you after those two games next week.
All right, Denny. I hope the weather cooperates for all of us, and we can finish out this season without any more interruptions.